The film that was supposed to jumpstart your movie-going summer has now been taken off Hollywood's calendar indefinitely. NPR's Bob Mandello reports this may have a season-killing ripple effect.
When the rest of Hollywood was backing away from opening dates in May and June,
all I have for you is a word.
Everyone in the business put their faith in Christopher Nolan's sci-fi thriller,
Tenet. It'll open the right doors, some of the wrong ones too.
The doors Tenet needed to open are in multiplexes. All the movie studios have been pushing back theatrical openings over concern about the pandemic, with some titles even jumping straight to streaming. But Warner Brothers and director Nolan, whose blockbusters Inception, Dunkirk, and the Batman Dark Knight trilogy have made billions of dollars on the big screen, were adamant that their $200 million thriller would be the tentpole that would hold up the summer movie-going tent. When theater chains got open, they said Tenet would bring the crowds.
This is about survival.
For theater owners, it is about survival. All through the spring, Nolan and Warners held firm that they would premiere Tenet in cinemas on July 17. But as it became clear that theater chains would not be fully open by this past weekend, that date slipped, first to July 31, then to August 12, and now Warners has taken Tenet off its release calendar, promising to, quote, share a 2020 release date imminently, end quote. The studio also said it would not be giving Tenet a traditional global day and date release, industry speak for opening all over the planet at once. Warners didn't specify what a non-traditional release might look like.
That part is a little dramatic.
Speculation in film circles has been that, given the rising number of COVID-19 cases in the U.S. and the flattening of curves elsewhere, the studio might try premiering Tenet overseas. Christopher Nolan blockbusters tend to do two-thirds of their business in foreign countries, and some major territories, South Korea, Japan, China, and a few European markets, have been reopening cinemas. Predicting box office grosses in that sort of fragmented here-and-there release, though, would require a crystal ball or the abilities of the film's leading man.
He can communicate with the future.
Time travel.
No.
Inversion.
Without those powers, let's just note that in China and South Korea, when cinemas have reopened, they've done so with stringent social distancing protocols and fewer showtimes to allow for deep cleaning of auditoriums. Theaters operating at, say, 30% of their usual capacity will not be turning out a lot of box office records. That will also be true at cinemas in the U.S., and of course, some of the biggest movie markets here are still in one form or another of lockdown. It would be unprecedented to premiere a major blockbuster and not play New York or Los Angeles on opening weekend, but right now, a lot of things are unprecedented. Bob Mandello, NPR News.